Welcome back again to episode 317 of the On Deck TV podcast. You know what we thought would be fun? A discussion about billboards. We're going to take it a decade back and compare billboard from then to today. You know how we do it On Deck TV style, man, with the original hip-hop content, concepts, and ideas. We appreciate you listening to Real Bill Media. Go to patreon.com/realbill. Check out all the content that we're providing on there. We appreciate you supporting it. The latest album reviews, Boogie and Chance. That should be good. You know, AB has some hate for Chance the Rapper's Big Day. Y'all go check that out, man. Exclusive content from the On Deck TV podcast and the Real Bill Media team. Speaking of the Real Bill Media team, go to realbillmedia.com. Check out all the shows.
Absolutely, man. All the shows include Full Sport Press Podcast. Shout out to my guy Jay Hove, Big Jeff, and How Weezy. Their latest episode is up, episode 288. NCAA Football All Decade Team. All right. Defense, though. They already did offense. Now they're talking defense. Very dope shit. Also, check out Fresher Than Your Average podcast every 1st and 15th. All right. Issue 52, Nipsey's Pumas, is live right now. That's me and my guy, Jay Hove, talking shoes, fashion, and all that good shit. All right. And don't forget the finale, Snow School, man. We had to break down that Snowfall finale that is live on our feed right now as we speak. Make sure you check that out as well, and let us know what other TV shows you want us to break down. All right, we got a lot of good feedback, but we need to know what's next. All right, now what's next today is this rap shit. Let's get it. Hey, what it do with the business is?
It is another week in the books. It's the On Deck TV podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Man, holler at your boy Animal Brown. Animal underscore Brown if you're looking for me on social.
I am social media on all of those sites. Now, I am Spike Lou on all of those social media sites as well.
Absolutely, man. Producer M. Extra, what's goodie?
What's good? It's your boy M. Extra, the Minister of Culture in the building.
You double back on that one,
yes,
huh?
Yes, sir.
Oh, shit. You catch Kanye yesterday, Mr. Minister?
No, I did not.
Mm. What you have on deck for the weekend, bro?
I checked out Bill Burr's new Netflix special.
Okay.
It was pretty good. It wasn't as good as Chappelle's, but it was good if you like. It's white people funny.
Okay.
But Bill Burr is married to a black woman. Had a very funny joke about that. And that Bill Burr is pretty good. Y'all check that out. What'd you have up?
Man, not much. My weekend was slick some slaw. Mm. My internet and cable went out Friday night.
Rough.
And haven't been back on since. As we're recording, it is still off.
It better be Saturday night when we're recording.
No, motherfucker. We are into a whole new week, and my shit is not still on. Because of that, I've got a lot of reading done. I'm almost done with Rick Ross's book. I've been sitting in the fucking house reading.
That's crazy.
How cool is that? Also, I got a ticket on Friday. Hot about that.
You knew that. You had to know
that was coming, police. Right?
Did you not know that was coming with the car?
You got a speeding ticket?
No.
What was it for?
I rolled through a stop sign.
Oh, yeah.
Of course you did.
They ain't give me no fucking ticket. Who wants to do paperwork for that shit,
yeah,
dude?
He could have got you a warning.
That's what I'm saying. Thanks a lot, Officer Friendly. Yep.
Yeah, East Point's the worst.
Oh, man. Mm, all of them are the worst. Funny.
Yeah, East Point and the Cap County are the worst. Yeah.
What you have on deck, bro?
It's a lot. Busy weekend for me. Mm. Highlight of it was the Falcons-Eagles game yesterday.
Mm. Your team won, didn't it? No, congratulations.
They lost. The Eagles lost.
I thought you was a Falcons fan. My fault.
I don't know why you keep thinking that. I'm a fan of the last Super Bowl champs out of the NFC East.
Oh,
yes,
man.
That's what I'm a fan of.
How was the view from the 300 second, bro?
Nah, I had 102, brother. Ask about me. Shout out to Bird, his cousin. Shout out to boy Corey. All the Eagles fans and Falcons fans alike. So a lot
Wait,
of people
Bird an Eagles fan too?
No, he's a Falcons fan.
I was going to be so disappointed.
No, he's a Falcons fan for sure. Oh,
okay.
I saw a lot of people from high school, of course. All the Falcons fans.
Reunion?
Mm. I mean, this. I'm from here. A lot of people from Falcons. Yeah,
that's a good point.
Yeah. So it was fun. It was a fun, although, you know, Philly came up short, it was a fun game.
As they usually do.
Get used to that.
2018 Super Bowl champs.
Y'all gonna hold on to that forever.
It's going to be a minute for y'all getting on one of them.
If ever.
All right, man. We got a lot of music shit to get to, man. Very dope topic. We are jumping in the time machine and comparing this week in Billboard today to this week in Billboard a decade ago, all right?
Okay.
Some interesting differences, man. Some names on there y'all might not even fucking recognize no more.
Man,
but let's get to this music, man. Roc Nation has another signee, Megan Thee Stallion. She's had a huge 2019, and her rise up the hip-hop ranks has landed her new management deal with Jay-Z and his Roc Nation imprint. Now, the company already manages artists like Big Sean, DJ Khaled, J. Cole, and Jim Jones. Is this a big deal, little deal, or no deal? Absolutely.
This is a big deal. And this is a big deal for the longevity of Meg's career.
Okay.
There was a lot of rumbling, backlash, some in some sectors as to where Meg could have went a different route, something that fit her more now, something more hot girlish. With that being said, I think if she wants to grow into what we think Meg could be, then she is done right with partnering with Jay-Z. And this is based off what I seen Meek Mill do. Not only those people in which that you name, but Meek Mill being the biggest, having a transition from just getting out to now having these issues that he's an activist for and dealing in separate circles. That didn't happen before he started working with Roc Nation. I feel like Meg is the same type of artist, has the same type of capabilities outside of the booth. I talk about outside of the booth a lot.
Yep.
I think that she's focusing on school now. She's twisting the hot girl summer to nerd girl fall, I believe they're calling it.
Okay.
And I just think that she would be able to grow her brand better there, especially for longevity. Right now, it may make sense to go somewhere else. That may very well be true. But in the long run, having that Roc Nation planes head is going to be the best thing for her.
Yeah. So right now, just for clarity, Roc Nation has three divisions. They are a record label. They're also a publishing house, and they do artist management. She is strictly signing to the artist management
right
side, as she's already on 300 ENT as a label. Now, I thought it was interesting. First of all, it's a big deal, obviously. That's a good look. It's a great look for both parties, in my opinion. She's easily one of the hottest artists out right now. They're one of the hottest labels out right now in any one of those sectors. How many times have we kicked off a show starting with somebody they just signed that's a big, huge name? Mm-hmm. So that's a good look. Now, I thought it was interesting that she called backlash for signing with them. A lot of people right now, you know, it's cool to not like Jay right now. You know, there's always time periods where it's cool to not like somebody who was previously likable for so long. People get tired of fucking with people for a long time, and they get tired of seeing people win. So right now, Jay-Z is that
that's
guy.
The case with Jay-Z.
I do. I think it is.
Absolutely not. He's warranting this.
It's a little bit of that mixed with fake outrage. So I thought it was interesting. One very interesting tweet that I saw came from Larry Johnson that used to play for the Kansas City Chiefs. He tweeted out, must be a coincidence. Meg signs a new deal with Roc Nation. After this year, her mom died the same month that she got popping.
It's Illuminati.
Her mom died in March, for those of you wondering. Now, Meg did clap back and said it has nothing to do with. First of all, she's been rapping since 2016.
Her did he even tweet that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Nah, he been on it, though.
No,
like,
but
don't act like.
But is he serious though?
I'm not defending it at all. Like, let's not get that twisted.
I've seen his timeline.
But,
it's scary.
I was just about to say the timeline's been posted in our group chat before. I looked at one tweet and got out of there.
Yeah, now you got
two. I knew I wasn't there for none of that shit.
Yeah, I don't know what he.
And I don't
about.
Know what Larry Johnson knows. People have been accusing it of CTE, whatever it is. He wildin'.
Yeah.
And he wildin' to the fact that, like, even if everything that you're saying is true, bro, like, all of this shit could be true, and in the end, people would be like, damn, that nigga was right. Like, you still look crazy right now. You still look crazy, dude. So what are you up here? You're, like, yelling at the moon for, like, no one cares, bro. Like, even if this is the case, far-fetched as it may sound, which I believe is very far-fetched.
Absolutely.
Like, no one wants to hear Larry Johnson, an ex-football player, not diminishing his voice or anything, but no one wants to hear you spew these conspiracy theories, bro.
No.
Like, you just look crazy out here.
Just for the record, her first mixtape came out in 2016, and she signed a 300 ENT in 2018, and her mom passed away from a brain tumor in March of 2019.
And to be
clear, I don't know how they orchestrated that, but,
yeah, but
you're
to be
a bad
clear,
motherfucker if you did that.
He's going with the narrative, you know, that you have to sacrifice someone to be in the Illuminati, and they're saying that she sacrificed her mom. And he got other tweets like that. He talking about Jay in the NFL. He talking about Beyonce. Like, he got other shit that's floated around my timeline. I mean, so that's what he on.
Yeah. What you think, man? Big deal, little deal, no deal?
I think it's a great. I don't know if it's a huge deal. I mean, I think it's definitely a deal. It's a good deal for her. It's a good move for her career and her direction. Roc Nation seems to have the magic right now when it comes to managing artists. So I think it's a great deal for her and her label and her label's imprint.
She's on fire.
Oh, right now? She's on fire?
She's on fire right now.
Yeah, she's on fire.
Absolutely. Sure. We're going to talk about this billboard, and best believe her face is on it.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
Let's be very clear.
Question.
Yep.
With the whole thing that Illuminati accusation he's made, years ago that people would give him more credence to this. Why do you think people have stopped believing this shit so much now? Like, it would have been a point in time where people were whispering about Jay-Z and Illuminati, and that stuff used to be like rampant. Now people are like, dude, you're fucking crazy. Yeah. What do you think changed?
No, I just think it, like, things go in cycles, man. Like, that was a trendy explanation for somebody blowing up. Mm. It's not trendy anymore to say the Illuminati. Like, it sounds silly then to some, and now it sounds even worse now to some. Like, it just... it's not the cool thing to do. It's just not trendy anymore.
I think people just use it too much.
They ran it to the ground.
I doubt that there's something that does go on with secret society, but I just think that people, you ward it in the ground too much, it's almost like numb now. People
so Meg's in the secret society is what you're saying?
I'm not saying that at all. I don't think that they even care about like something as small as that. Not to diminish what Meg does, but I'm talking about other secret societies.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I'm good on that, man. Y'all have fun with the Illuminati talk. get to this paper. All right, man, let's move on. Yes, Jules, your girl, talent manager and social media influencer, Yes, Jules, caught flack last week for comments she made comparing Earth Gang to Outkast. Now, she tweeted, quote, "Earth Gang is like the Outkast of this generation, only with two Andres. I'm so here for it. Don't at me." End quote. Now, Black Twitter, without her neck, for her perceived big boy disrespect, was the heat fair or foul?
It's fair. It's definitely fair.
You sure?
But it was warranted. Like, Jules knows exactly what she's doing when she's tweeting shit like this. This is why she say, don't at me. Like, this is part of her brand. Every 3 months, we're reporting on something wild or outlandish, outrageous that she says. And I thought she was canceled a while ago. So even if she had said it without it being to Andres, or if it was, like, other people are saying this too, so she's not far off. It's just the fact that she's Yes Jules, has said so many wild things before. People look for a chance to get her out of here anyway. I mean, this is what you get every time you say something, especially with the don't at me. Like, it was meant to outrage people.
Yeah.
So I say it's fair.
The only time I hear her name come up is when she puts her foot in her mouth.
She noticed, though. I think she's doing this on purpose. Like, she do this on purpose.
That's highly likely, because every time she says something, this is the only time I hear about this chick. When she says something out of pocket about black people and black Twitter goes ham, then it comes across my timeline and I'm forced to look at her and read what dumb shit she done said. Mm-hmm. Now, to be fair, she's been called a culture vulture several times. I've seen articles on BET, like, trying to cancel her, but I don't follow her enough to confirm or deny those claims. I don't know her situation like that. But judging by these comments, I can see how this can be taken as a slight. Saying that no one of the culture would have said that. Like, I don't think a Charlamagne, even somebody that's known for, you know, quote unquote, being a little bit controversial, I don't even think they would have said that because they know how this would have been perceived. And then when you say don't at me, you're basically asking people to at you because you're coming off combatish. And that's what's blowing it in this situation. It's fair to say we said that they reminded us of Outkast in a certain way. At least I did.
Right.
And I think they do. And I get what she may mean by saying there's two Andres, because they both kind of have two kind of eclectic type styles.
Right.
Whereas Big Boy was more of the... a little bit more of the kind of the regular air quote. You know what I'm saying? He wore some crazy shit too, but not to the extent of Andre. So I get it, but it's a bad messenger. Don't nobody want to hear that shit from her.
Yeah.
I just want to make one point. I do think that it's a very bad message. No one wants to hear it from her. And I do think it is a bit culture vulturous in the sense of, like, she knows that this is the outrage that she's going to get. This is what you get when you get people that are not from the culture, but you expect their comments to line up with the culture. Now, similar to when Post Malone said, oh, I don't listen to rap music for those type of lyrics. I listen to this type of music. Well, you know why? Because you're not hip hop. Neither is Yes Jules. And the sooner that we start to realize that and stop considering their opinions as hip hop, the quicker they'll get out of here. Then we ain't got to go through that outrage machine.
That's I agree.
Yeah, I think I don't think she intended to be disrespectful. I mean, if you listen to some of her replies, and even Sleepy Brown said it was more of a like a style thing that she said. That's why she brought up Andre.
Yeah.
I mean, because she was actually giving them props. And then I think people just got lost when she said Andre, two Andres, and people took it as disrespect to Big Boy, and that's rightly so. She just didn't word what she said correctly, in my opinion. I don't think she was doing this just for people to come back at her, but that's just me.
What would she say, don't at me then?
Because I mean, that's just what people say.
I mean, but
like, if I say LeBron is the greatest player of all the time, don't at me. That's just
I have this outrageous opinion that people aren't going to agree with, but I don't want to argue with you.
Comparing Earth Gang to Outkast is not an outrageous opinion,
but
though.
Making it to Andres is. Yeah.
Is it only
to my point though? But like you said, only to your point and my point. If you're outside of the culture, oh, this is outrageous. This is a brand new thought. It's similar. It's like some Skip Bayless shit. I know people are going to react to this. You know what I'm saying? LeBron can't be the best player. That's what she think. So
yeah.
It's trolling, and it's one of its highest levels.
If Future said this, would people have the same reaction?
No.
Nah.
You don't think so?
No.
No.
Well, actually, he hung with him. So I think people would take more credence to Future saying it and be like, oh, well, they would dig deeper instead of just canceling it and being like, they're like, no one asked Yes Jules. Oh, well, why you say that? Yeah. No one asked, dude.
Could you elaborate?
Yeah, like, no one was like, can you tell us more? Right. You know what I mean? But with Future, they would say that.
Yeah. I mean, I think if people just a little overreacted to it. I mean,
it's because the baggage she brings.
Yeah, just because who she is. Yeah, that's what I'm looking at. Yeah. I mean, I think she was trying to give a compliment and it just went out of the way.
We got
to
get over people expecting these people to be able to speak about hip hop, though.
Yeah, that's true too.
Post Malone, like people like Vlad.
You get Post Malone a lot of heat, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Now, I mean, it was because
Vlad
of that
grew up more in the culture than Post Malone did, though.
But he's a vulture of it, though.
Yeah, that's debatable.
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to Earth Grain, the album is fire.
Do you think they're two Andres? What do you think? You liked them a lot.
I like them a lot. I just think Earth Gang is Earth Gang. I don't like to compare them. When I wrote about it, I can see the influence from Dungeon Family, period. But I think it's like Goody Mob and Outkast.
But see, when I say Outkast, if I'm thinking and comparing them to Outkast, I'm thinking them and comparing them to like Hey Miss Jackson. I ain't doing Southern Playalistic Outkast. They don't remind me of that.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. But yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying.
They remind me of the last
Outkast. Bombs Over Baghdad.
Bombs Over Baghdad, Stankonia. They don't remind me of the earlier AT Aliens are coming out at all.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I just think they're their own sound.
And that ain't a bad thing.
Bro. Right. I just think they're their own sound. And it has elements of that in it. It's just Dungeon Family to me.
It's Atlanta.
It's just what it is. And I like how they take it and they use it. It's their own way.
Yeah.
It is borderline a bad thing because early Outkast is frying Stankonia Outkast.
That's your opinion. A lot of people the evolution.
No, that's actually fact.
But it's a good thing because later Outkast is the one that made Outkast all of that money.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. That went diamond.
Quim and I had their best album. And that's when you started to see the trend, the change.
That's early in my opinion. Fact.
But the first, the change was there on the Quim and I, for sure.
The fall off was on Stankonia.
Never fall off.
Shit.
Never fall off.
Stankonia some slaw.
No, it wasn't.
What?
No, it wasn't. Outkast, the best rap group ever.
The ATL cap is back.
Outkast, the best rapper ever created.
Stankonia.
Andre's the best rapper ever.
Outkast, the best rap group ever.
That's fine. Stankonia is some slaw. They're not above us.
No, it's not. Stankonia can't be slaw when you think Last Dawn is fire. Okay.
Last Dawn is fucking banging.
That's fair.
Let's go, P.
I rest my case, people.
That's fair.
I rest my case.
Let's take it up top to New York, man. Russell Simmons, the former Def Jam head honcho, is back in the States. Russell's been laying relatively low since he was hit with several sexual misconduct accusations in late 2017, early 2018. Now, Simmons is now back in NY, and he's readying his new book, Confessions of a Hip-Hop Yogi. The book promises to touch on allegations and will be, quote, about my advice for young men and the positivity that has come out of Me Too and Time's Up movements, end quote. Good or bad idea for Russell to write about a book given the severity of the allegations?
Super bad idea. Russell Simmons should just stay where he is, man. And I just want to read a couple of the last books that he brought out.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go through all of them. Life and Death, fire. Great book. Then he had Do You.
Banging.
Yeah, that was about meditation. That's when he got into his meditation bag.
Got that one.
Then he had Super Rich.
Love that shit.
Then he got Success Through Stillness.
Okay.
And he got Happy Vegan.
Hey,
so you're right. All these right up your alley, right?
I'm finna cop all them.
My thing is this: the book Hustle been a hustle for Russell for years. I wonder why he would remove himself from where he's at in solidarity.
He's in Bali,
away from all of the Me Too accusation, and to come drum it back up with this book where he's gonna explain it through yoga. I do not understand what Russell Simmons gets out of this, dude. Like, and we say this a lot, and it would be hard to digest with Russ because we love him, but fame is a drug.
Yeah.
And is like you out, you good, you scot-free, you in Bali, you may or may not have did some inappropriate shit back in the day that people are getting busted for, but you know what? I want to drop this yoga book. And I think the world needs to know about this yoga book. Like, break it out. Like, black, young, did he say young black men?
Yeah.
Bro, they not reading. They not. We're not going to Russell
Simmons. Young men.
Young men. Okay.
Young men.
Young men are not going to Russell Simmons for yoga advice. It's plenty of fine yoga instructions on Instagram that's going to get the dope poses off, and you're going to be able to see a little body that you ain't got to read that shit from Russell, dude. Like, come on, man. Stop, dude. Now, stop doing us like this, Russ.
This smells like a situation where he was under contract for a book company, and he had to do one more book, and he didn't want to act like nothing. The storm was going on around him. So he's like, let me find a creative way where I can address this without, you know what I'm saying, acting as if. You come out with a super rich too. They're going to be like, and every tour run, every little book press thing he going to do is going to be people outside picketing because you acting like the accusations don't exist.
Well, I think it's a part of him just want to tell his side. Some people don't want to be.
Then lean into it. Yeah. That's true. Lean all the way into it and make waves. Like, all right, hell, I may have, like, do the OJ shit.
No.
I may have done it.
Everybody has their own way.
Please
of doing
don't
it.
Do the OJ shit.
That's a terrible example.
Yeah,
that's
no, too, well, I did it book.
Well, actually, that's too much. But just being able to, don't hide the shit around
if
yoga.
If I did it, this is how the
if
rape went
If I did
down.
It, this is how the Me Too would have went.
No, I don't think he's trying like, to hide it.
Even just explaining the story. Dude, I was young. It was going on. We were in the entertainment business.
I was
a fucking big shot. Hey.
You didn't even know what's going to be in the book.
I know there was a lot of cocaine done by Russell Simmons back in those days, and a lot of crazy
this
shit.
This is why
I ran life. He said this.
This is a prime example of why this book needs to come out because you don't know.
I'm not gonna read it.
Yeah,
I'm not reading this.
This is the story because you're taking something and running with it.
But that's my point. If you're telling me, or if he had told me, hey, this book is going to fully explain what's going on, and not said it's a yoga book, and I'll have a couple experts about the Me Too shit, then good.
What's the expert?
Excerpts. Whatever
excerpts.
You want to say.
Like,
you knew what the fuck I meant.
No, I thought you said he was going to have experts.
I did too.
Oh, my bad. With that being I'm from Nashville, Tennessee. With that being said, don't try to hide that shit around yoga. Just come out and say it's a book about the allegations and I'm addressing them. I'm all in.
Well, maybe he's coinciding the two because the yoga helped him deal with
the yoga shit out of here. Man.
The yoga helped him deal with with what's going on. Somebody trying to tarnish my name. I want to find peace and serenity, and maybe the yoga helps him do that.
And definitely getting that shit in Bali for sure.
Cool.
Now I will say this though, like first of all, he's adamantly denied all allegations. That's number one. And number two,
Bali for a year for like just.
Nah, yeah, you gotta lay low when the block is hot. Are you serious? What are you talking about?
No, I'm just saying. You said he denied all allegations.
He did.
Like, hey, I'm just gonna sit here.
He also, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I don't think charges and all of that. Like, it's a reason he's not locked up. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, he went to Bali.
No,
and he has a lot of money.
The reason he came back to New York and he's chilling right now, and then he also even.
Now I'm only having fun. Yeah, you're right. He was not charged of anything for people wondering. Yeah, he wasn't charged of anything.
But the crazy part is he just got kicked out of a yoga studio like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, he got banned.
What was it?
He got banned. Yeah, some of the people were complaining that they felt uncomfortable he was there.
Yeah, that's their bullshit.
And that's all. And the problem is that that's off a lot of hearsay. At the end of the day, if there's no charges, if he hasn't done time, it's hearsay.
Another reason why the book should come out because he's getting dragged in the media because of something that he may or may not have done.
If I'm him,
I have to tell my story.
I'm trying to figure out where Russell Simmons is doing yoga at, and people are feeling threatened. Like
in New York,
in the West Village.
West Village in New York.
I don't know what the West Village is. Is that where he lives?
Crazy. What's the class?
Is that Manhattan?
What type of situation is going on?
I think we know what type of situation. Class?
Yes, the West Village is.
Like West Village, like Wall Street rich or what type of rich?
I don't think he's doing yoga in the hood.
I'm talking about what type of rich people we talking about? Like succession rich?
Like Manhattan, New York, rich motherfuckers.
Rich. Yeah, he's worth $300 million, so that rich.
Like so the rest of the nasty.
They can't kick me out if I'm worth $300. I'm gonna keep it $1,000. Y'all not fucking kicking me out. I'll buy this little shit.
I would have bought it right then. Get the lawyers down here.
Put a pink slip back, motherfucker.
Get all the lawyers down here. Who the bitch put the complaint in?
Get her. Hey, which one of y'all did that
y'all
shit?
Me all I'm going to keep it a thousand.
God damn it. Denzel speech in that motherfucker, dude. I'm King Kong.
23
in this
and
shit.
One. Rikers Island.
Y'all don't want me? The downward
shit,
dog?
Nigga. They would have had me so fucked up.
I can't do my downward dog in public.
That would have been the worst. Man, listen. That'd have been the worst yoga like thing ever.
Nigga would have been went viral like a motherfucker. Somebody right.
Russell Simmons snaps at a yoga studio.
So old senile man is in here.
Man.
Going
that's
crazy.
A fact.
That's shit,
man. I'm not reading that book though. Before, no. But I fuck with Russell Simmons and like three of those previous books, but yeah. I'm not fucking with this one.
Still Rich was good. I don't remember that being good.
Nah, I ain't read. I read
Super
Do
Rich,
You.
I mean. Do You was great.
Yeah, I read Do
and,
You.
And Life and Death was fantastic.
Nah, that one I didn't read.
Sex, that was the first one. Sex, Drugs, and what. That was like about him all the cocaine.
Yeah. I did read a little bit
Death
of that.
Jam. That was really good.
Get y'all read on, man, especially when you ain't got no cable.
Hip Hop Book Club
internet.
Coming soon.
Absolutely. All right, man, before we get out of here, let's talk FCC. Now, the FCC.
Tell people what that is.
It's coming. Don't worry about it. Okay. Has reached out to the RIAA. For help in cracking down on payola. Now, okay. What does all that mean?
Right.
The FCC is the Federal Communications Commission, and the RIAA is the Recording Industry Association of America. Mm. And payola is when artists and or labels pay radio stations to play their music.
Right.
All right, now that we got that out the way, we gotcha. Know for a fact pay for play exists.
Yes.
No question. Now, they're cracking down hard, and they will be naming names.
Yes.
Which hip-hop artists do you see being at the top of this list?
At the top of the payola. Ola list
wow,
right now.
Slippery slope.
Doom, doom, doom.
I already know who on there.
I ain't going to say I know who's on there as you very arrogantly do something.
Absolutely.
I'm just going to say some of the people that have been accused here lately. The biggest probably being Cardi.
Yep.
With her and
they
Nicki.
They have people who have been accused of it?
Yeah.
Nicki accused.
Oh, it's an article?
Nicki accused Cardi of this recently.
And then also, and people also accuse her of having fake streams and shit. Her and Bruno Mars, they on the same record label.
Yeah,
Bruno Mars. I can Mars. Believe that.
They said the bad boy. What is it? Columbia? Is this this
they're
is
on Atlantic.
Atlantic, excuse me.
Yeah.
Atlantic is the one that signed Bad Barbie and all the people that were popular from social media. And the word going around was they were using that to get it played in the radio and paying people to play the songs to make it hot.
Yep.
So, yeah, Atlantic. I'm going to say
all Atlantic artists.
Most
apparently.
Of Atlantic artists.
Damn.
I'm going to say all. But the ones that couldn't hold their own.
Yeah.
The ones that they signed because they were hot on social media and then they got them with Hitmaker and they done pay Hitmaker so much for this beat that they have to make a return on the investment so they give a little bit more to the radio station and be like, hey, play this too.
Oh.
Hitmaker. Yeah.
To answer the question, I think it does happen.
I don't think they had to do that for Bruno Mars.
No, they said they were cooking the streams
maybe
up.
That's why he's so big.
And hey, you doom, never doom, know. That's what be the tricky part. This will fuck around and be people that you wouldn't even expect that don't necessarily need it, quote unquote.
Yeah, this been going on. Let's get it clear though. This been going on since forever.
Of course.
Here's the thing though. When you say need it, Bruno Mars gets to a point though where he's such a big act. If it's not playing so much on the radio and getting these advertisers in, then it's gonna look crazy, and then you start to lose Bruno Mars money if you're the label that's behind him.
Yep.
So you still want even the big acts of Beyonce, and I'm not accusing these people of Beyonce and Eminem or Rihanna. You still want their records heavily played on the radio
to keep that spot at
keep
the top.
That investment going.
And plus, no one would necessarily even believe that someone like that would need that.
Exactly.
It's the big dog artist with the fake watch on. Mm. Like, you know what I'm saying? You're not necessarily believing that Future would walk around with a fake, you know what I'm saying, with some fake Jordans or a fake watch.
That's
like, you
fact.
Just presume
yeah.
that's a bust down right there.
Well,
so
he's not, but I get that.
Right, you see what I'm saying? But here's artists who I know for a fact are using payola by either them or their label.
I know for a fact.
Jesus. I know this for a fact.
The views shared by Animal Brown
are
not a
Real
Bill
Media or the On Deck TV podcast.
Chance the fucking Rapper, number one.
Especially that view.
He is absolutely, him and whoever the fuck else is behind him has absolutely dropped the bag off at the radio station to play some of that bullshit ass music that he puts out. Also, cats like SoundCloud, like Lil Pump, like people like that, who little known Black
they
History
made
fact,
no another song.
That's what I'm. But that
Lil Skies
don't do Lil Skies any kind of way.
Oh, well, who are the people paying them? Like, if they don't have, if they just knew.
I'm gonna tell you something about. I'm gonna tell you something about Lil Pump. Lil Pump actually was signed to a social media marketing company first.
Mm.
They did what they did to make him hot. When he got hot, that's when record labels started calling. And then they sold the contract to a record label. So people who use tactics like that, who know how to use algorithms and SEOs and all of that good shit, they do the same thing with radio because it's all a numbers game at the end of the day.
I got one that you won't remember.
Who?
And I'm hot because I did remember this, but I just looked it up and reminded me. You remember what they were saying about Wiz?
No, refresh my memory.
They were saying it because Wiz had this whole thing where he was an underground artist.
Oh, when he was independent.
Yeah,
with Cushion OJ.
And people were saying that they're paying to push that independent thing and put the independent records on radio or whatnot. So
yeah, for sure.
I think Wiz was an early one too.
You could say that about a couple of people, like Macklemore.
That know definitely happened.
They said he was independent.
That happened.
Man, y'all can go back to Ray Charles, man. All this been happening.
Now, it's definitely
since Cadillac Records.
So would you look at somebody differently if you found that Cardi B, if Atlantic paid Power 105 to play the record?
No. Because, first of all, I'm not one of those people who's easily swayed by who's popular. A lot of people like Cardi B. I'm not in that category. So, no, I don't care. I mean, it is what it is.
That's got to put some chinks in the armor, though, dude. Like, if somebody's not as popular as you thought.
But I don't care about the popularity. That's what I'm just saying.
You care about the music.
The music. That's it.
God.
Oh, he's one of these niggas.
Yeah. I only care for the music.
Oh, yeah.
What's the quality of the
yeah,
music?
Exactly, man.
I care
about. You like
about,
Drake because he's popular, right?
No, I like Drake because he's a goat.
I'm just playing. But a lot of people are just on that popularity wave. Like, that's what I'm saying. No, so I get it. I get what you're saying. But right. Social media has a lot to do with it. All of that, but I wouldn't look at an artist differently if their record company is trying to get a leg up. I mean, I just trying to get a leg up.
Nah, that's whack. Remember at the live show when we talked about dude who stole money to pay for his, to fund his shit?
Yeah.
Like, bro, you look banana. Like, if you're faking the funk, you look bananas regardless if I'm checking for you or not. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. I mean,
I think we hit on it though. It goes to do with the brand of it. Like, I can't if I'm 300 Entertainment. I can't have Meg out here not being played on the radio. Like, it's too much pending on it. I got NFL deals and Rock Nation deals. There's nothing where I need this played every 15 minutes, bro. Oh, you can't do that? Here. Oh, you can now? You know what I'm saying? Like, I need that. Like, they need, like, that
cheat
has
code,
to happen,
bro.
Right? That has
code.
To happen.
That's bullshit.
I don't blame them for it. I blame the industry for it.
Do you blame, like, the radio stations for accepting it?
It's a necessary evil, though. You know what I'm saying? Like,
how is anybody supposed to get on, bro, if they got the cheat code and they just paying the shit? That's horseshit.
I mean, you got to make good music to get on. Like, you got to be put in that position where somebody going to pay for your shit.
But it's wrong. I see what
you know what I'm saying?
It's whack.
It's like the celebrity college entrance scandal. It's the
right.
same thing. Mm. I mean.
That's how the rich get richer, bro,
yeah,
at the
right.
end of the day.
So from that standpoint, I understand. But it's also, like you said, newer artists are doing the same thing because they feel like they have to do it.
Have been Rock Nation and Jay-Z.
But let this
You'd be hanging them right now.
No, but because. I mean, you're putting a lot of credence on it, and everybody sitting in here and probably listening knows you don't get rich off going to the radio, though, especially in 2019.
But it helps so your profile, though.
Right, but it ain't the rich getting richer. Like, I would mention Starlito. How often do you hear him on the radio?
No, you don't.
But I would consider him a successful underground artist.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, this is an underground thing. This is people with big machines and shit
true,
behind them.
But I'm just saying, if you're not, if those people are the reason that underground people aren't getting on the radio, it still ain't really taking a lot of money out of their pocket. They're not going to be in those endorsement positions anyway because the big artists are already there. That's why I'm paying to get
true.
Them on the radio.
I don't think so. I think the game has changed a little bit. Mm. Like, you don't have to be a household name to get endorsements. You just have to have a niche audience.
I would agree with that, but I'm just saying I don't think that corporations, big record companies paying to keep their big acts on the radio takes anything away from smaller acts.
I think that's knocking somebody's space off of the radio.
Yeah, I don't think the radio time is that important in 2019. That's why.
It's a piece. It's not as big as a piece as it was in 98.
Yeah, but
it's still a
like
piece.
If I'm Griselda, I ain't trying to get on Power 97 now. Like it don't matter to me. I'd rather have a front screen on Tidal.
If they got on Power, they'd have more people coming up to their shows, which is more merch sales, which is more money in their pocket. Mm. It's still a numbers game, dude. You still want to be in front of as many people as possible, and there are more people still listen to the radio, believe
That's
it or
true.
Not, even though I don't.
Yeah, people listen to the radio.
Yeah, but I mean, but this goes back to what we were saying about Freddie Gibbs and other artists like that.
Who?
Rick Griselda.
Who?
Freddie Gibbs.
Who?
That was cute.
Yeah, yeah, you know. The best rap album of 2019.
That's a fact.
Drake changed his name.
Drake doesn't have an album. But I'm saying this just goes to what you're saying. Like, you want to know how big you want your audience to be. Sometimes, as like Griselda or Freddie Gibbs, you know what the audience is. Of course, you want to grow, but you don't expect Cardi's success. So that's the thing. You don't expect commercial pop MTV success.
That's true, because they're not commercial pop.
So Atlantic
artists.
Paying for Cardi's spot on the radio don't take nothing away from Griselda.
But it should take something away from Cardi, though.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No, I think it takes away
It takes something away from a... Yeah, go ahead. Never mind.
I don't think it takes away from either or. I mean, it takes away from struggling artists who can't move at all. Yes. So, I think
so,
that...
Let me ask y'all this. So, do you think Freddie Gibbs is mad that he doesn't get radio play?
No.
2019?
I think if he knew what radio play did, he would be.
He's
I think he
a smart
does
guy.
Know
he knows
what
radio
does.
Play does.
Well, then he's mad then.
No, he's not.
No.
Like you said, y'all said just a couple episodes ago, Freddie Gibbs is cool. Yeah, he got his fan base. Like, he don't care.
You said he wanted to be a star.
He does.
That's keeping him from being a star. Therefore, he's mad about it.
But he knows that that's the reason. Well, I mean, he don't know that. Does he know that the reason is because he's not on the radio?
He out here putting hits on his baby mama and shit. The nigga's obviously upset about something.
Allegedly.
Jesus allegedly. Christ. He's obviously upset about something is what I'm saying. And you could blame Atlantic and Cardi B and Chance the Rapper and Lil Pump for that shit.
That was nice.
Thanks a lot, Lil Pump.
That was nice.
Y'all hate on my jewel, too. Him signing to a social media company is fucking bananas.
Who?
Pump.
Lil Pump.
That's wild. Mm. That's how you can have 19 million followers and then your album go 10 times double wood.
It's also how you get released from the Raiders and then the sexual allegations come out. Shout out to the social media
companies. I mean, yeah, that too. I didn't know what the fuck you were talking about. Not sure what that had to do with what we were talking about.
Because Antonio Brown hired a social media company to get released.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
It reminded me of that, the power of the social media companies.
Yeah,
and they
got
Lil Pump 17 million views.
That's bananas. So. All right, man, what we got? New music break.
First song we have is from Conway from Griselda.
Griselda?
I see you. It's called Tito's Back. It's featuring Benny the Butcher and Westside Gunn.
Let's hit.
Your favorite rappers is broken 40. Ain't gotta lift a fucking finger, Tony smoking 40. Not only got the illest bars, we got the dope stories. I went from playing with Ninas and click clacking them llamas to walking out of Neiman's, mix matching designer. I whipped crack, I brought a brick back to my mama's. On a crash course, I wore a chin strap in a Honda. Push the shit back, got a Big Mac. I'ma be honest, I go hard in the paint, big facts. I'ma be honest, let my chip stack, getting big racks. I'm seeing commas, we on islands, I bring a bitch back. Might be Rihanna. I'm really with that. My click pack full of piranhas. Yeah. My shit clap, you would get flipped back in August. Left with money and dope, like this pack was consignment. I tripled up my flip from pimp slapping the product. Look, used to flush the toilet with water in the bucket. Now my neck looking like some frozen water in the bucket.
You
bitch on a
bitch?
Plane with a 40-pound order in a luggage machine. The illest to ever record it, motherfucker. Don't get extorted, motherfucker. Diamonds flawless, motherfucker. Diamond chains attract bitches, that's why I bought this motherfucker. Continental spur, I can barely park the motherfucker.
We are back. That was my boy Conway featuring Benny the Butcher and Westside Gunn. Tito's Back. How you feel about it?
I love it. I'm back. They're back right here.
All right, Tito.
Hoodie season. Griselda hoodie season always is a great match. I love the song. I like Griselda's movement. Dope.
Yeah, so, Benny made that song.
FYI. He did.
Let's put some respect on Conway's name. The best rapper in the group.
It's Benny.
Conway.
Easily.
Nah, the song is fire. His project is fire. I expect nothing less. I'm looking forward for more shit from the camp. That goes without saying.
Nigga said he needed a Honda driver. He said he needed a chin strap driver to Honda in this. It was hilarious.
That's funny. All right, man. Let's talk Billboard, guys. Now, what we're doing here, we are going to take a look at 2 weeks in Billboard. All right, we're going to take a look at what's literally the top 10 rap Billboard charts today, this week. And then we're going to hop in a time machine and look in 2010, same week. We're going to break down the differences. Very interesting names on these lists. Let's go. Give me 1 through 5 this year, this week, right now. Who's 1 through 5? I'm going to do 6 through 10.
Drum roll, please.
Okay.
All right. Number one, aforementioned on this show, you were a hater.
Oh, shit.
Truth Hurts Lizzo. It's the number one rap single in America right now. Number two is Ransom by Lil Tecca. Number three is Old Town Road, Lil Nas X featuring Billy Ray Cyrus.
Okay.
Number four is Post Malone featuring Young Thug, Goodbyes. Number five is also Post Malone featuring Swae Lee from the Spider-Man Into Spider-Verse soundtrack. It's Sunflower.
All right. Number six is Drake and Ross Money in the Grave. Number seven is DaBaby with Suge. Number eight is Megan Thee Stallion, Nicki, and Ty Dolla Sign with Hot Girl Summer. Number nine is Saweetie, My Type. And number 10 is Young Thug, Cole, and Travis Scott with The London. Damn. All right, those are the top 10 rap songs right now as we are sitting right here recording. Let's jump. First of all, did anything surprise you on this list before we take a look at 2010 and compare them?
I didn't think Lizzo was classified as rap. I even said that on here when we were talking about it. I thought she was a pop artist.
Yeah.
I didn't know until we did the research for this show that she was classified as rap. That's first.
I mean, Post Malone shouldn't be classified as rapper. Yeah. He's on here twice.
I've clearly stated my disdain with that. so I ain't even going to mention that.
Is Lil Nas X rap?
No. And he fought to get on the country Billboard chart, and I feel like that's where he should be. Now, you want to be talk about taking away opportunities that you were just mentioning with payola.
He took a slot away.
Yeah, I feel like he did, and not to hate on Lizzo, but I feel like if she looked a different way, then they wouldn't even consider this rap. They would just go in and throw it number one on the most popular music chart.
So if she was Adele.
Exactly. This would be popular music, and it could sound exactly the same.
But she does rap on a song, though.
Yeah, everybody rap now. This shit, Rihanna rap. Chris Brown rap. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel
Post
like.
Post Malone doesn't.
Yeah, the one person that doesn't that's considered a rapper, Post Malone don't rap at all. That's crazy. But also, how long Old Town Road, 26 weeks, and The Sunflower, Post Malone, but on 46 weeks. Is that a credit to you, a Marvel guy?
I am.
From the Spider-Man shit?
Or yeah, and that movie came out in December. Or November, Jeez. December, which is bananas.
Yeah, they love this song. They love this song.
Bruh,
it's been almost a year.
That's a cheat code. Post Malone and Sway Lee is a cheat code in terms of like popular music because yeah. They can make that. Post Malone, he's a great songwriter, so it's not hard for him to write these hits. I didn't know that. I thought it was interesting that Money in the Grave was on here because when he dropped the Tupac, this was the song that people really weren't fucking with. They were really fucking with that old Murder. Everybody was fucking with that. This still ended up on here. I fuck with this from day one, though, so y'all need to listen to me. Ross, yeah, it's Ross only, though, no Drake. Exactly.
Oh, Ross.
Now, let's go to 2010, and I'm going to do the 1 through 5, and you tell me 6 through 10.
Tell them the week again, just so they know.
Oh, it's the week of September. It's the September 14th.
Gotcha.
So this is 2010. Now, number one, Eminem featuring Rihanna, Love the Way You Lie. Number two, Drake. Featuring Wayne, Miss Me. Number three, Nicki Minaj, Your Love. Number four, Drake again, he's a beast. Fancy. Number five, Rick Ross and Styles P, Blowing Money Fast.
Mm. Fancy is featuring T.I., by the way.
Some guy from Atlanta.
Hold on.
6 through 10, any day now, my friend. Please do.
T.I. featuring Keri Hilson, Got Your Back.
Shit. Right.
Cali Swag District, Teach Me How to Dougie, Pretty Boy Swag, Soldier Boy, Airplanes, B.O.B., and Haley Williams, Not Afraid, Eminem.
Not Afraid, number 10, Eminem. Now, very interesting here. Off the top, in the last list, there's three female artists, and this one is just one. So that lets you know where we're at right now in terms of female hip-hop, quote-unquote. Shout out to Lizzo.
Right.
That lets you know where we're at right here. Drake is the only person that's on both.
True.
As he should be, and is a testament to his greatness and as being the best rapper alive. Shout out to Drake.
Or is his perfect timing. That was his first album when it came out.
Perfect timing. It is. Being the best R&B artist to get you there.
Oh, my God.
Being like Post Malone. The biggest surprise to me, I feel like earlier, Eminem, Nicki Minaj, T.I., Rick Ross, these were legacy acts. Like, these people had been around the game much longer. You know, well, not in order to deserve these charts, anybody with a good song to have. It seems like
BMF definitely should have been on here.
Tough. I ain't saying that, you know, they took any slots away like we've been joking all but I am saying on the newer list compared to the older list, it seems like the newer list, it's a lot more upstarts. It's hot now. It's more popular now.
Lil Tecca, Lizzo, DaBaby, those are hot artists now. These are all household names with the exception of Cali Swag District.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Let's be clear about that. How did that happen? Teach Me How to Dougie. I mean, that was a hot record.
Teach Me How to Dougie. It had a dance.
Huge record. Yeah, it was a hot record.
If you got a dance, you would know.
I was surprised that Soulja Boy, this is probably his last one. Soulja Boy at number 8 with Pretty Boy Swag.
I was shocked when I seen this.
This
I did
has
not
to be
that.
The last time he was on Billboard.
Niggas want to know why Big Draco still got them checks coming in. This is why Big Draco still cashing checks and talking shit.
Yo Boy Jeezy was on here. He made That's it. He was fact. On number 12.
I'd rather have 10 number ones than one number, whatever.
Please get the quote.
However
right.
He said it. That's what Jeezy said. That's why he's here.
He would appreciate you fucking
yeah,
up.
Lose
quote.
My mind was that one.
That was the shit. This was also probably the last time Jeezy was on this motherfucking chart.
Relax.
No, that's not
he
true.
Had the song with Bankroll. Yeah. It had
Did it
chart.
Make top 10?
Had to.
Or top 15?
Had to.
Funny, YG was on this list too at 14.
Tooted and Booted. That was his first hit. Yeah. Number 14 in 2010. That was YG's.
Glasses
YG
Malone,
been around 9 years.
Glasses Malone said Tooted and Booted is the second most important West Coast song ever.
Yeah, people love that song.
Glasses Malone lied to everyone he said that to.
He said it's right behind Nothing But a G Thing.
Wow.
Man, get the fuck.
Or gin and juice. Actually, he said it's right behind gin and juice. He put it before nothing. He said this is the second most.
Well, I'd have to know why. He needs to get invited back on somebody's show for 15
minutes. He talked about it on
minutes.
Van Lathan podcast.
I'm not listening to that. I'm not listening to that.
But he definitely said this is. I don't know either, and I ain't going to explain it. Y'all
probably some L.A. shit, you know.
Yeah, he said it for some sound or some shit. Yeah.
You know what I thought was interesting on this 2010 list? That Kanye is on here, but he's all the way at number 17.
With and, Power, that's a big song, too.
Yeah, but then again.
14 weeks in.
Yeah, though. It had been on there for 13, 14 weeks. But Kanye, when you think 2010, we talk about this all the time, like in terms of leaders of this decade right here. Kanye's top two or three on everybody's list. Mm. So you would think he'd be a staple on Billboard this entire time, the same way Drake has, the same way you could argue.
Well, he took more time off, though, too.
You know who's two?
He did.
You know who's two slots below Kanye?
Who that?
My nigga.
Who?
Fucking Cornell Haynes.
Oh, my God.
Young Nelly still in this bitch in 2010 putting in work.
And you don't even know what song this
therefore
is.
Solidifying the fact that he was and had a longer run than DMX. Thank you.
Ah.
Go. Just a dream. I don't even think I've ever heard this song.
That's my point.
But it don't matter.
That shit trash.
Nelly had a hell of a run.
2010, yeah. Nelly still on the charts? Let's go.
Listen, man, for 3 years, Nelly was a savage. Without question.
Obviously, he was still a savage in 2010. Yeah. He's right below Kanye West on the Billboard charts.
How much has Billboard taken a hit now with streaming, though? Like, I feel like I'd say for myself, I don't even look at these numbers the same no more. Like, if you didn't sell the CD, then it don't count, bro. Like, the 14 and a half plays equals a stream. Yeah, man, yeah. To me, that's corny.
That it is. And I think that streaming has the advantage because, like you said, no one really. You see certified gold, certified platinum steel, and that does mean something as far as pockets and money in somebody's pocket. But I'm sure rather than the charts, most of these artists would say, just throw me on the hot list, on Tidal, the rap caviars, the different things like that, as opposed to, hey, what's the number one song in America? Let's go hear it. Like no one is really checking for Billboard nowadays when it comes to trying to find something.
Yeah, nobody
even
cares.
Though it's the hot artist only. I think that they getting it from the streaming sites.
Yeah. I think the label and everyone continues to try to put credence into Billboard, but it's nowhere near what it used to be in 2010 to what it is now.
That's a fact.
If you look at the names on the 2019 list.
But it's still important to some artists.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah. I get it. You still get the plaques. The check gets bigger. You do a Lil Nas X's show ticket is probably different from than it was 26 weeks ago. You know what I'm saying?
Lil Nas X is set for life, right?
Yeah, no, he's super good. Okay. How many people on this top 10 from today will last until 2019?
I tell you, the first person out of the
who?
Saudi?
Saweetie?
2019? I last until.
Oh, sorry. 10 years from now.
Oh, yeah.
She the first person.
Saweetie.
Yeah.
And they call her Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia. Saudi princess.
Yeah, no, that's old with her. She can't rap, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's a hit, though. She's number 9.
This is a hit.
How did this song sound?
That's my type. That's my type. A lot of people like it.
Don't ever redo that.
Yes, you got to get out in the streets.
My gal like this song, though. So the song is hot.
A lot of women like it.
Y'all been out in these streets, huh? Gotcha. Makes sense.
My type.
I think, I don't think this Lil Tecca kid is going to be around at all.
Nah, he's some slaw.
Y'all don't like him?
No.
You said he was some slaw, too.
I did. I thought y'all would like him, though. That's type of shit y'all
listen
to.
He's trash, bro. It's the kid shit. Yeah, M Extra like bullshit like that.
Tough. I'm surprised you ain't bring us in here trying to force it on us in one of these music breaks.
Wow, from the Boosie and Webby savant.
Gangsta music. I like duo
Boosie.
Albums ever.
I like Boosie. Webby is trash.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah.
Webby got a classic album.
Real quick, I thought it was Savage interesting. Life. If we look at 11 through 15, 11 is Lil Baby and the Baby with Baby.
Song banging.
I like that song. The Baby washed Lil Baby on there.
I didn't realize that Polo G was so high. Y'all know Polo G?
Yeah. Polo G shot and featuring Lil TJ. I fuck with Lil TJ. I didn't think it was 21 weeks. On this chart,
I definitely didn't know that.
Number 12.
Yeah.
Shout out to Wale. On Chill is climbing.
I can't believe that
it's
Wale.
My favorite record, too.
Now, Wale banging.
That record is banging.
I just can't believe it's on the Billboard charts.
Wale is number 16. Yeah. It's been on here for 3 weeks and it's climbing.
Yes. I can't believe it.
His new album he just announced comes out October 11th.
Finally. Thank you.
Interesting. What's the name of it? It had a good name.
Oh,
I like the title.
This is crazy. Look that up. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Young Thug is on here at number 15. Megan at 14. And Lil Nas X again at 13.
Who is NF? Time. You know who the NF is?
I don't know who that is.
NLE Chopper. That's the
name. NLE Chopper. Yeah, he from New Orleans, I think.
I've heard of him before. He from Memphis. Yeah.
Oh, Memphis.
Yeah.
Oh, Memphis. Oh, yeah. He just did a song with What's his name? I can't think of right off the top of
my head. So, I mean, as far as just breaking these lists now, the biggest thing as a takeaway from me would have to be 100% just the artists and their brands, the brands that are on the newer list and the brands that are on the older list. The legacy brands dominating the older one, like I said, the newer brands dominating this one, and then also the mixture. It seems like back in the day, you had rappers on, like, you had, I joke a lot, but you still had Drake and Nicki and Rick Ross and T.I., people that were people that were barring the fuck up.
Yeah, Eminem.
Eminem. Yeah, people, with the exception of Cali Swag District and Soulja Boy, B.O.B. can even rap. Like, it was,
no, for sure.
It was a rapper's list, and more so even in 2000 and the decade ago, you have more of the melodic sound, more of the change in the genre of music where it's less about rapping, more about melody.
Yeah. So. Nicki is on here in 2010 at number 3, and she's the only female on the list in the top 25.
Legend. Compared to now.
Legend.
Compared to now, there's 25 women in the top 25.
And she says she's not retiring, right?
When did she say that?
They said she's...
You listen to Queen Radio? How would it sound? Alluded, did you like it?
She alluded to that she was not going to be retiring when she did Queen Radio. And she beefed with DJ Academics.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
She threatened him. She said she's going to pull up, pussy.
I thought he made those allegations. I didn't know that she said it.
Nah, she said she's going to address her retirement on her show.
Ah, okay.
Which means she's not retiring.
So that means she's going to stay retired, people.
I announced retirement. Why would I address it again?
Hey, look, because she said the way she did it was insensitive to her fans.
Yeah, exactly.
So y'all do know. Y'all just acting like y'all.
No, we don't. She never said, I'm not going to retire.
Exactly.
That's what you said.
I do know about her.
It's
not
propaganda
retiring.
That you repeat.
Capping, trying to act like you don't listen to the goddamn show.
I've never heard the show.
Man, but you listen to this one. You can't wait.
No. Hey, Wale's new album is called Wow That's Crazy.
Wow, like that's crazy.
Wow, that's crazy.
That's hard.
Yeah, wow, that's crazy.
And that's how you gotta say it when you say the name of it. Give us some new music breaks, dog. What's next?
New music break. Oh, the next song. I'm about to say we're down new releases already.
Jesus Christ.
No, we're not.
Yeah, I fucked that up.
Yeah, exactly.
I wanted to see if you was on your ten how on you your toes or not.
Yeah. Was confused as fuck.
Absolutely.
That's
shit.
Funny.
My bad.
The second song we have today is from ASAP Rocky called Babushka Boy.
Oh my God.
New single.
I already know I'm out of here on
it's
that.
It's hard.
Let's hear it. One that Drake up, new bandana on my face. Ain't no stains up on my drapes. Squeaky clean. You say, people teeth, no dentures, please. Princess cut, no dentist, please. Say cheese for the cameras. Ain't cheese for the dancers. Been cheese in the safe. That's right. I ain't ducking, I ain't ducking bullets even. I ain't duck sauce since I became a vegan. Fly with Jody season, proud of pants before the season. Probably ducked off in a quiet place with your breezy. Proud of shades, probably why you couldn't see him. Proud of me. What? I would like to dedicate to the scar on my face. All the stars of the globe. Where does your scar face? I would like to dedicate to the scar on my face. All right, man, we are back. That was ASAP Rocky, Babushki Boy.
Babushka.
Babushka. How you feel about Babushka?
I was already frustrated because you sent me this song in the iTunes link, and I got Tidal. Then I had to spell it.
You had to spell
it? I had to spell Babushka, and it would not. It could not be found for some fucking reason.
Because you spelled it wrong.
I went back from the text to the Tidal app twice to make sure I spelled it right, and it was not there.
User error.
So I had to look up ASAP Rocky.
That's all you had to do was type ASAP Rocky name.
Bottom line, I was already frustrated by the time I listened to this shit, and the song didn't help any. So I was out of there. I'm out of here on Babushka Boys. It will never be looked up, found in my phone a fucking game.
That's all.
Thanks, Ty.
All right.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie though. If I was an ASAP fan and had the Jeep with the doors off in the winter, and we were in the Dominican Republic, and they weren't killing people, then we could rock this.
Damn.
Otherwise,
all of that
cool. Yeah, shit got dark.
Yeah, it just took a turn.
All that has to be good.
Nah, the song is cool. It's 3-6 vibes. I'm a 3-6 fan, so I'm here for it. I find it interesting that Rocky gets a huge pass for utilizing other people's sounds. And he doesn't seem to catch any flack for it. He's done it with Houston shit. He came out the gate with the Houston screwed up shit. Right here, this is Memphis 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And if Drake was to do this, niggas would hate, but A$AP Rocky gets away with it, and that's horse shit.
You always have to find a way to mention Aubrey, don't you?
I thought you were caping for somebody, Game. I thought the Game cape was going to come out.
Nah, nope, okay. Not at all. Yeah. Still the Drake cape.
I feel like Drake don't get, well, he gets more flack for it because people
he's
don't
a big
say,
artist.
People say, yeah, he's a big artist, and people think that he doesn't give the artist credit.
Yeah.
Which that's he does. It's not true.
I'm about to say, what?
Yeah, it's not true at all. Like, he always shouting out people on IG, listening to other people's music.
What Memphis nigga did A$AP Rocky shout out on this song?
Well, he's done that in the beginning. He done the beginning of his career. He shout out Houston and Memphis, 3-6, all of them.
Yeah. Yeah, he said Houston is heavily influenced.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Right. Yeah. True. He don't sound like Diplomats, though. The one influence that he should have taken being from Harlem.
You would think.
Yeah.
Hey, man, but that's not the wave anymore. Yeah, that's why him and A Boogie, they sound.
Diplomats ain't the wave. What you talking about, how they rap?
No, but you got to understand, they grew up, they're younger, so they grew up influenced by Southern artists.
So yeah, that's fair.
So did, okay.
Not 3-6, though.
No.
Maybe. Now, before we get out of here, man, question of the week, let's talk battle rap. Now, Murder Mook. Murder Mook and battle rapper Calico.
We're about that dude to be with Dame?
Yeah. Okay. We about to name a bunch of people I've never heard of. With the exception of Murder Mook.
Tyrone Calico?
What was that?
What?
Play for the Titans.
Ah, he sure did.
Y'all remember
I
that.
Hope this ain't him. It's a hell of a fall off. You do. You go from the NFL
to battle rap. Oh, Jesus.
Getting fired on in a battle rap. Now, Christ. Mook and battle rapper Calico took to the ring to battle Briz and T-Top. For a little tag team,
actually. Tag team. I didn't know they did tag teams.
Absolutely. Pause. Now, big while pause. Rapping, Jesus Briz Christ. Bumped into Mook, and Mook took a swing.
No.
And all hell broke loose. Two questions. Are you surprised that this doesn't happen more often?
Okay.
And number two, if you were over the battle rap leagues, how would you combat this?
Well, this is a rare occasion. It doesn't happen a lot because these guys know each other. I didn't know that. Doing a little research for this, most of the guys hang out prior to shows. They know each other. They know each other's family. So this is similar to wrestling. The bars are real. The antics are not. Little insight on this incident. Murder Mook's mom passed prior to this event. Guy made a diss about his mom passing.
In the battle rap?
In the battle.
Okay.
Then he proceeded to touch him after that.
Oh, my God. It's low blow.
Yeah. Pause. So you can almost get off with the mom diss because it's what you signed up for.
That's rough, though.
Or you can get off with the bumping into me, but you're not doing both. like both
one
of them.
One or the other.
It's one or the other, my nigga. Like, so I totally get Mook snapping off. And Mook got money. Like, it's in these guys' contracts that if you touch and anything happens in the violent sense of it, the people who threw it, they're keeping your money. And you're only giving them half up front. So to answer the first and the second question, no, I don't blame Mook. And secondly, I think it is done. I think that these guys are they know it's about the bag. So they not finna get up here and sacrifice the 10, 15 grand that they making. Mook probably making 40 or 50 to show up for an appearance.
Yeah.
That they doing for this. They're not going to sacrifice that by fighting. And then I'm going to throw it in the contract just to ensure. And if you still want to fight my nigga, I'm going to sue you on top of the money that you not going to get.
Yeah. So this reminds me of like the NBA. You know how don't nobody really want to fight in the NBA because they don't want
to
fuck their
hands
up. Exactly. They make too much money with their hands, so they don't want to fuck that up.
Floyd ain't trying to fight outside the ring.
Ain't nobody got time for that unless it's T.I. Now,
yeah, about that action.
T.I. mop fluid outside the ring, though.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, T.I. mop fluid outside the ring.
Nah, I ain't buying that.
Tough.
I ain't buying
champ.
That.
Champ?
No, sir.
I mean, because they gonna, T.I. is definitely gonna grab him.
Ah, well, I mean, well, yeah, if you do some shit like that.
Well, a little bit bigger than Floyd.
I will say this, though. I am surprised that this doesn't happen more often because motherfuckers get real disrespectful.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers get spitting in your face, dumb close in your face and shit. Real disrespectful. Two, I don't know how they could combat this because part of the allure of this is having the people on stage and it being intimate and it being that tight with the shit that you're saying that's super disrespectful. There's no running. You can't go nowhere. You have to be face-to-face with this motherfucker that you're going ham on. Mm-hmm. So I don't necessarily know what they can do to combat it. I will say I thought it was interesting that a lot of people in the battle rap community commented on this, and they were pissed about it. They looked down
bag.
On this.
It's fucking up
their
bag.
Yeah, they're messing up things because like, being used, not going to
yeah,
book
I was gonna
you.
Say, exactly. Think about the next venue and the insurance and all of that shit. Now we can't get booked because of this shit that went viral, and now we had a battle rap shit where I was going to make my little $2,000-$3,000 because I'm a loyal to artist. Y'all niggas that got bread already in here fighting.
Nah, it was actually, and bigger name people too were hot about it because they said this was the reason why battle rap can't be taken seriously because of shit like this.
Yeah, it's a scar. At least a black eye, no pun intended.
Yeah.
On battle rap.
Yeah. I'm still not going to watch it, so it really don't matter to me. But maybe if more of this happened, I'd probably start watching. Actually, it'd be like hockey.
I ain't trying to see them fight, though.
Nah, hell nah. I don't want to see that shit.
I think the guys that in battle rap, they got a good point that this does fuck up the bag because one of the things why you don't see it anywhere, they probably lack sponsorship.
Right,
ain't
exactly.
Nobody trying to tie themselves to this if niggas in there fighting. Unless it's probably UFC or some shit like that. But for the big name bread, I'm seeing it's like on a streaming platform, like the Netflix and shit that you do, like you got to be able to keep your cool.
Because then if you pay for some type of pay-per-view and then they get to fight in the first round,
man,
it's over
with. I'm hot. Give me my $59 back.
Yeah. Right. Niggas is hot about that. All right, man. Let us know what y'all think. How can they stop this? Would you watch more of this if more of these fights were involved?
Fight. Yeah, I ain't trying to see them fight. I would watch more if they just... I don't know what the fuck they could do to make battle rap more entertaining, man. Yeah. To be honest with you, like, it ain't... You got to be into that
shit. You have to, like... Yeah, it's like... Like, I went to a phase where I loved it. But you get to a certain amount, he's like, okay.
Yeah, and I ain't going to shit on it. Like, I come across it sometimes. Somebody will send a link.
Oh, for sure.
You're going
man,
down this
spin.
Wormhole. Yeah, niggas are spinning. And you even go down a wormhole and look about four or five
that's
videos.
A fact.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, other
would
than
you go
that,
to a live one?
Yeah, if it was, like, the upper echelon niggas. Like,
yeah,
I ain't
yeah,
going
yeah,
to see,
sure.
like, random ass niggas. But I go to an event. If it was, like, an event one,
yeah. I don't like people enough to do that.
But you went to a football game.
100,000 people in the balcony.
Yeah, I had enough room. I see I wasn't standing next to some big burly guy.
That's funny.
Oh, man, real
yeah,
quick.
Yeah, battle rap don't seem like your scene. Yeah, I ain't going to lie to you. M-Dot.
That's funny. On Deck of the Week, we're going to Facebook Rap Chat. Shout out to John Sales, the third.
Young John Sales, man.
He said, Spike Lee and Animal Brown, I'm waiting on that Snowfall episode, that Snow School episode. That season finale was trash. Mm. First of all, John, you're tripping. Shout out to you checking out the Snow School, though.
With no map.
Thank you very much. You are tripping with no map. That episode was fire.
Yeah. The episode was good. Placement was terrible, like yeah. I said, in the Snow School. So
what was terrible?
Check it out. Placement.
He said
the
it should have been like
in
episode
the timeline.
Six.
Yeah, y'all go listen to Soul School, see what I said.
It's set up the next season perfectly.
With a very good explanation, go listen
I mean,
to Snow School.
I believe you. How good I was. I wasn't on the episode.
But we appreciate John Sales the third for checking out Snow School to begin with. So we appreciate that. Yeah. And go check out that finale. It's up as we speak. Yeah. New music, man. What we got?
Yes. Last week. We had releases. We had the Top Boy soundtrack from the Netflix show.
Did you listen to that? Anybody listen to that?
No. Not yet.
To that song about Kanye.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, you listened to it?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. Ghostface Killah came out with the album called Ghostface Killahs with an S. We talked about Conway, Look What I Became.
See you, boy.
Mozzie and Gunplay with Chopsticks and Banana Clips.
Oh, my God. I listened to that.
Who was that?
Mozzie and Gunplay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That motherfucker some slaw. Jesus
and
Christ.
And finessed the shit out of Mozzie for
and
that.
This week coming up, this week coming up, we have Retro, what's this? Pete Rock and Sky Zoo with Retropolitan. Retropolitan, like Metropolitan, but Retropolitan. Pete Rock and Sky Zoo.
Yes, yeah, a no from me, dog.
And the other, we have two, I don't know who these people are, but Geisha is coming out, or Gasha, and Kimba with an album called Gilda is coming out as well.
Shout out Don Tripp, man.
Shout out to the listeners who can't get those 30 seconds back.
Yeah, it's not much going on this week.
Shout out to Don Tripp, man. His new album was good.
They Don't Love Me, I fuck with it. Yeah, Don Tripp has some shit on there, some very, very dope bars.
I like Don Tripp a lot.
Lito popped up on there.
Lito snapped twice.
And Summer Is Canceled by G Herbo. Song is banging.
It's a song?
The song is good.
Single.
You've already said something in the rap chat. Excuse me, in the group chat, and now you're saying it on the show. You're gassing it. It's official.
These people aren't in our group chat. So I'm letting these people that listen to the hip hop podcast know, hey, check out that G Herbo song, because you usually wouldn't check out a G Herbo song. No knock against G Herbo, but I like this. I think that this song is good because he stepped away from, he was doing too much shit with Southside. I ain't like none of that.
Yeah,
I like Herbo.
That Herbo shit was
small. Yeah, I like him on the soul samples like this. I think he back in his bag.
What you got on deck, bro, for the weekend?
I'm watching more football this weekend. Can't wait to do that.
You're not going to say that 16 weeks in
a row. I'm going to say that all 16 weeks because them Cowboys are back. Yes. We getting Jalen Ramsey. I just talked to Jerry. It's going down. Lock it up. Let's go. How about them Cowboys? Niggas want, yes, is that what you want to hear?
No.
Yes.
Absolutely.
About to reach your mic.
Feel free. Feel free.
Oh, shit. Oh, what am I doing? Man, thanks for asking. Nah, I'm going to finish up. I'm going to finish up that Ross book because I have no cable or internet.
Fam, if you make it to another weekend without cable internet, in your shit.
Yeah,
bro.
For real. I'm canceling them. They'll be canceled. First thing.
I went in there and snapped on somebody.
Yeah, I'm hot about that. But I'm literally almost done with the book. It's a good read, and it's an easy read. You know what I'm saying?
Ross,
like,
I'm book signing down here this week.
Yeah, but they pre-signed books, though.
That's, you don't want to hear Rick Ross talk?
Nah. So, I don't. I mean, everything he's saying in the book is dope, though. Real, I can't even, no bullshit, especially if you respect his music or if you've been following his albums. Because he gives insight behind each album and where he was and like at his point.
That's fine.
And it's dope, man. I can't even flex. And he talks about, he addresses the Vlad shit. You know what I'm saying? He talk about a bunch of shit. The Kanye shit with Devil in a red dress.
Yeah, I like this story.
Yeah, like it's actually a good book, dog. It make a lot of sense. He's being pretty transparent. He not on no big ball shit. You know what I'm saying? It's dope, man. Y'all check that out.
Shout out to the ghostwriter.
That's the same person that co-wrote Gucci book too.
The topic one day could be when it's acceptable for another artist to tell you to change your verse.
If it's going on my album, it's acceptable. No, it's constructive criticism.
Of course you would say that.
Nah, ain't nothing wrong with it, though.
Yeah. If it's going on your album,
look at that result, though. That verse was fire.
That's probably the best verse of Ross.
If somebody hand me a verse, and I feel like it's inadequate.
You like, it ain't it, bro.
Yeah.
You got to.
You're not a good friend if you don't.
Just leave that shit off.
That's even worse.
That's more shady.
Absolutely.
That ain't shady.
Nah, yeah, it is.
Bro, you handed me some bullshit. You knew it. I knew it. Nah. Didn't make it to the masses. I'll let you.
What you got on deck, bro? That's funny as fuck.
I
also beat the shit out of God.
that was what I was trying to get to.
I don't have too many plans right now off the top of my head. No plans this weekend so far. Just going to take it easy.
All right, man. I know what y'all need to be doing. Y'all need to plan on going to Patreon, all right, and checking out all of the dope-ass content that we got on there right now. Hella album reviews with more content coming soon. Patreon.com/Realville. The link is in the show notes. And also, please, go to iTunes. Let us know what you thought about Snowfall, bro. The Snow School, it's a wrap. It's in the books. Let us know what show we should do next.
Yeah, man, we're taking suggestions. We're going to run some more show breakdowns. So y'all let us know what y'all want it to be, man. We definitely appreciate y'all listening. And as always, support the real.
Holla.
Two E's.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.